Bing and Rose. Ooh-wee. That sounds like a powerhouse duo, doesn't it, Rosie?
A twosome to be reckoned with.
I reckon you're right, Miss Maysville, Kentucky. I reckon we're off.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring. It's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people. And a feeling of spring in the air. It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's the most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people. And the feeling of spring makes your heart want to sing. It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's the most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day.
Rosie, did you know, this is going to really surprise you, did you know that women have twice as many accidents as men do at home?
Well, that's because women spend more time at home than men, isn't it?
That seems like an obvious observation, yes, but I thought you girls might like to know that you are tops in accidents. I thought you'd like to have that emphasized and brought out, what a tough life you lead.
Thanks a bundle.
Well, generally speaking, mishaps occur more right in our own houses than in offices or factories.
And this is because people indulge in too much relaxation at home.
Relaxation causes accidents?
Well, yes. Say a man, he hoists one or two with friends on the way home, you know. Now, he wouldn't think of returning to his office to work after drinking, but the same man goes home and decides to relax and trim a few boards on his power saw.
Oh, no.
I get the message.
Do it yourself destruction.
Yeah, he might trim himself instead of the lumber.
Therefore, we must change our behavior pattern if we're going to cut the accident rate at home.
When relaxing, no hacking or sawing.
Oh, I don't think a fellow should even try to run his electric razor. He should stay away from all implements.
You know it. The point is, so many things around the house can cause trouble. Hardware, insecticides, medicines, all can be hazardous.
And there's always the bathtub to slip in.
And did you know, Rosie, by the way, that women are more prone to suffer falls than men?
We fall for you fellas, and then we never stop falling. Is that it?
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Women are prone to dizziness, I guess.
You
demonstrated that by that remark.
I lead the pack, huh?
Well, they're also prone to climbing up on ladders and things.
And back to the men.
Yes, the power saw crowd.
Well, there's the guy who goes up on the roof to fix the aerial. You know the type.
Oh, yes. Who needs a repairman?
He'll be as good as new in a month or so. The bones are knitting nicely, happy to report.
Of course, another big danger for a man in the home is starting an argument with his wife.
Oh, very high incident of accidents there. Fella can get something bounced off his head, you know.
The problem with accidents is that they happen so quickly.
Yeah, and they're so accidental.
Well, if we'd relax while relaxing at home, there'd be less accidents. But we will lay ourselves open to them.
Oh, we invite them. We bend over backwards.
And on a ladder, that's no good.
No.
Please remember that, friends. Don't bend over backwards.
Why don't we put this problem in the hands of our insurance adjuster, Mr. Buddy Cole?
In some secluded rendezvous, that overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that, and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette. To some exquisite chansonette, two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath the serviette, with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most every afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Question for you, Rosemary. What do you do when you get a cold?
I sneeze mostly.
Now, no ad-libbing. You're supposed to say...
I look for fast relief for my cold distress.
And to find out how to get that, listen.
Imagine a famous singer trying to make a hit recording when he feels miserable from cold and sinus trouble. He needs relief in a hurry, right, Frankie Lane?
Cold, sinus, and singing sure don't mix. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine for those miseries. New, improved, four-way cold tablets. New Four-Way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove Four-Way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, Four-Way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only Four-Way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And Four-Way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
You're so right. Four-Way's really great and really fast.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new Four-Way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
Say, Bing, what do you say we take a walk around the block now?
Well, can't we hit some distant lands instead of just staying around the neighborhood here?
Well, we can dream about some distant lands. How's that?
Well, it's better than not dreaming at all, I guess. Anyhow, here's let's take a walk around the block.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock.
The future looks pleasant, but at present,
let's take a walk around the block.
You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock.
The money we'll have will go for travel.
Meantime,
let's walk around the block.
gangway will begin when our ship comes in.
You sit on my lap. London in May time, to Venice in play time,
to Paris in time for a prime, to Boston in bean time, darling, bean time.
Let's take a walk around the block.
In winter at Christmas, we'll visit the Isthmus, see how they lock up a lock.
And then in Mexico, on a burro,
we'll take a ride around the block.
I give you my promise, we'll visit St. Thomas, and then at Hawaii we'll dock.
Hawaii can wait, sir, it grows late, sir.
Let's take a walk around the block.
Onward to Cathay,
then to Mandalay,
then Vladivostok,
where Bolsheviks flock.
We'll send the folks cables, accumulate labels, we'll buy souvenirs till we're in hock.
Right now we are flying old Manhattan. Let's take a walk around the block.
How about a game of charades, gang?
Charades?
That's one of my favorites, Rosie. Someone acts out a story, you know, and the others try to guess it.
That sounds like fun. Go ahead, Ken, you start.
Let's see now. He's kind of drooping. His tongue is sticking out.
I got it. You're an old shoe.
Right. Now get this.
The letter S, and he's shooting a gun.
Oh, that's easy. S and kill. Skill.
Great. Now watch me closely. This one's important.
Meow.
I got the cat, but what's the bit with your hair?
Black. Get it? Black cat. You don't have to go any further, Ken. I think we've got the whole story now.
Oh, what you're trying to say is that discarding shoes with lots of wear left is downright wasteful.
And that the shoe repairer with skill and modern equipment can turn old shoes into better than new ones.
You know, it sounds almost as though we rehearsed this.
No. Anyone could have guessed you were telling the story of a skilled craftsman who can make a family's budget stretch further.
One thing nobody has to guess at. You can quickly tell your shoe repairer is giving you top-quality products as well as first-class service by the famous cat's paw sign in his window.
Outstanding products like cat's paw twin-grip soft resilient heels and soles, and lighter than leather, lighter than rubber microlite soles by cat's paw. Guarantee you the best underfoot.
So visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous cat's paw cat when any pair of your family shoes need mending. And add many miles of walking comfort economically.
Be sure to ask for cat's paw products by name. And look for cat's paw on new shoes, too.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. What's the use? You cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Well,
Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. Lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage. You took advantage. You took advantage of me.
Say, Rosie, you like limericks?
Sure, Bing. You got a new one?
Oh, I got a brandy here. Listen here now. There was a young husband named Blake who was ever so keen about cake. His wife had the key. She served Sara Lee. None better. Why bother to bake?
Delightful, Bing. And you know it's true, too. You can't bake a better cake than Sara Lee, because Sara Lee uses only the very finest ingredients in their cakes. Grade AA creamery butter, farm fresh eggs, milk with all the cream left in.
Yes, and what a selection Sara Lee offers. Cream cheesecake, chocolate cake, pound cake.
Banana cake, orange cake, brownies.
Yes, and those two fabulous breakfast cakes. Sara Lee all butter pecan coffee cake and cinnamon nut coffee cake.
Yeah, and they're all completely baked, ready to serve and enjoy. No wonder folks sing, merrily, merrily, only Sara Lee tastes so good.
Ask the sky above, and ask the earth below, why I'm so in love, and why I love you so. Couldn't tell you, though I tried, dear, just why, dear, I'm yours. When you went away, you left a glowing spark, trying to be gay, just whistling in the dark. I am only what you make me. Come take me, I'm yours. How happy I would be to beg and borrow, or sorrow with you. Even though I knew tomorrow you'd say we were through. If we drift apart, then I'll be lost alone. Though you use my heart for just a stepping stone, how can I help dreaming of you? I love you. I'm yours.
Got to mosey along now, friends. We'd like it very much, though, if you'd tune in again tomorrow.
Thanks very much for listening.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.